97.5, The Fanatic.
Adam, I gotta get back to the piece though. Because it doesn't seem like you're that moved by what you're hearing that this could be written about anywhere. I'm gonna tell you right now in the NFL, there are 32 franchises. Are there any other franchises where that kind of piece would be written about how their front office and organization is operating behind the scenes?
But here's what I'd say to that, John. And I'm not trying to diminish the piece in any way whatsoever. It was well reported. They obviously put a lot of work into it. We're looking, you're looking for dysfunction in the Eagles.
It's not hard to find, Adam. It's not hard to find.
Well, listen, okay, so that is trendy, and that is something that people are looking for right now. And it's a situation where anything that goes wrong, people are going to accentuate and blow up. And so I got it. My point to you is I believe that there's a version of something like that that could be written with a lot of teams if you want at various points. But because the Eagles have been so dysfunctional over the last year, that any signs of dysfunction get blown up and get talked about.
Would you say, though, Shefty, that it's been dysfunctional for more than a year? Maybe a few years since they won the Super Bowl?
This is stuff from 17 and 18 they're writing about.
Yeah, there is, but you know what? When you're winning, no one cares. There's dysfunction in teams that win, too. Again, I'm not trying to diminish it.
Sure.
And I'm sure this is a little bit unusual, but my point is, this kind of stuff goes on with all teams and all companies and all owners. Are you telling me that there's never been anything like this in other companies or teams? Of course there has.
Adam, I asked you, is there another team right now that this piece could be written about in the NFL that you believe in?
Yeah, a lot of teams.
Really?